A small aircraft servicing the Iditarod Trail sled dog race apparently flipped while taking off, but both people on board walked away unharmed. State troopers say the Iditarod Air Force plane was piloted by 57-year-old Diana Maroney of Chugiak. Troopers from Aniak late Tuesday afternoon spotted an overturned Cessna 185 at the town site of Iditarod. The former mining town is a race checkpoint about 280 miles northwest of Anchorage. Troopers say the plane had dropped off supplies and, when taking off again, lost altitude and struck the Iditarod River and flipped. Maroney and an unidentified passenger were located in nearby McGrath. Troopers say the plane was seriously damaged. U.S. Senator Mark Begich is introducing a bill aiming to clarify who would be unable to own a gun because of mental illness. Begich says he does not know how many people fit that qualification in Alaska, but he estimates the number of people to be in the thousands.
Dangerous people can fall through the cracks, in part because the background check system lacks a clear definition of mentally incompetent.
The bill would define who would be barred from owning a gun because of mental illness. That is, people who have been found not guilty by reason of insanity, those involuntarily committed to psychiatric hospitals, and people deemed incompetent to stand trial in a criminal case. The bill does not address requirements for universal background checks. Begich says it's unrealistic to require background checks in remote Alaska villages. Begich opposes an assault weapons ban. Here in Juneau, for the past few days, the House Finance Committee has heard testimony on the state operating budget. Opposition to potential cuts has been especially vocal when it comes to an $8.4 million reduction in behavioral health funding. Kathy Cullum serves on the board of Juneau Youth Services, an organization that receives state grants, and her son also received treatment there.
As a child, my oldest son was a little bit difficult, the proverbial wild child. As he grew into his teens, it escalated to the point where we began to fear for our own safety. At that point, we took him for an assessment to Juneau Youth Services, and he was diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder.
Cullum urged the House Finance Committee to keep funding for behavioral and mental health at the levels set by the governor's budget. She says that money spent on her son benefited him and the state.
I feel that a year at Miller House is what prevented my son from becoming another faceless number in an overcrowded prison system.
The $8.4 million cut isn't from any specific program. It's getting rid of a pot of money that has not actually been allocated. The concern is that by removing it from the budget, it could lower the base for behavioral health funding in future years. Representative Lindsay Holmes, an Anchorage Republican, says that the committee is focused on tightening the budget in the face of a deficit, but that they're taking the public's testimony very seriously.
We hope people keep in mind that I know there are certain changes that have been made to the budget that have a lot of people concerned. It is a long process. This is one of the very early stages.
The House Finance Committee could consider amendments on the state operating budget as soon as Monday. New shuttle ferry plans were roundly criticized during a legislative hearing Tuesday. The plan calls for building of a pair of 280-foot, 300-passenger, 53-vehicle vessels. The day boats would connect Juneau, Haines, and Skagway, operate no more than 12 hours a day, and have no staterooms or cafeteria. No unaccompanied vehicles would be allowed. Much of the testimony before the House and Senate Finance Committees criticized plans to leave part of the car deck uncovered.
Don Etheridge, I'm a licensed captain. You're going to have an ice buildup in the stern of that ship for loading and unloading. And unless you've got some pretty massive heaters warming that deck up to try to keep it thawed out, it's definitely going to build ice.
My name is Captain Bill Hopkins. I'm a retired ferry master. As far as an open car deck, I think you should expect frozen sprinkler systems and fresh water systems. Wind vortices over a superstructure does allow freezing spray to land just about anywhere on the ship. And then there's the cold and no consideration for animals that are down on the car deck. And it's not just pets. People do haul livestock.
My name is Nancy Ratner, Juneau, Alaska. The proposed day ferries are too limited in range and usefulness. In the fall, winter, and spring, when the fleet of ferries is undergoing yearly maintenance, the proposed day boat ferries would be unable to fill in the scheduling gaps when other ships are in the shipyards, or to accommodate changes in scheduling due to mechanical problems.
My name is Rob Goldberg. I'm a resident of Haines, and I'm also chair of the Haines-Borough Planning Commission. And I had a long talk with Dan Kelly of AML in Ketchikan today, and this movement of these vans is critical to the whole region. There's expedited freight that comes down from Anchorage and moves throughout Southeast, so eliminating this potential is serious.
My name is Malcolm Menzies, Juneau, and I'm speaking as a passenger. The one thing I do know about sailing the Lynn Canal, whether it's Juneau Haines or Juneau Skagway and back, we do not need staterooms. We do not need fancy meals. We just need to be able to get there.
My name is David Hafey. I live in Aurora Harbor here in Juneau, and I'm representing the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. If these shuttle ferries are intended to serve a hypothetical ferry terminal at the Cotsaheen River, as DOT Commissioner Pat Kemp stated to the Juneau Chamber of Commerce, then the design and scope of these vessels are overkill. If the vessels are intended to serve the full length of Lynn Canal and potentially other communities, then the design and scope need to address public's concern about size, open aft, and bow doors.
My name is Sandy Williams Douglas. I see the Marine Highway System finally as leadership recognizing the need for efficient operations without jeopardizing safety and service. The Marine Highway System can't continue with the increasing gap between operating costs and revenues. In other words, we can't do everything for everyone, food service, room service, and so on, including putting vehicles on without capability of getting them off without some help at the other end.
My name is Stephanie Scott. I'm in Haines, and I do have the honor to be the mayor of the Haines Borough. I submit that the thing to do is to go back to the Alaska Class Ferry design, for which we've already spent $3 million, and attempt to publicly tweak it. And if we must, abandon the commitment to building in state, accept federal subsidies, and build the boat.
Those were some of the people testifying on the Marine Highway System's day boat shuttle plan for Upper Lynn Canal. They spoke at a joint House and Senate Finance Committee hearing on Tuesday. Ferry officials said the design is preliminary and changes will likely be made. For example, they're considering a system for allowing unaccompanied vehicles, including container vans, on board. Further comments can be made through the Alaska Class Ferry website, and we also have links posted with this report on our website at ktoo.org. Alaska residents could get lifetime hunting and fishing licenses under a bill proposed in the State House. Representative Les Guerra says his measure, House Bill 157, should save on paperwork and make the process more convenient. The bill leaves determination of license costs to the Department of Fish and Game, but it says the amount of revenue collected should not be less than if the department did not issue lifetime licenses. Guerra envisions Alaskans paying the same as they would if there were no lifetime licenses. That is, if a person gets a lifetime license when he's 30 years old, he would pay the equivalent of 30 years of licenses. At age 60, there currently is no cost. If someone buys a lifetime license, he or she must remain a resident in order to use it.